This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Any ripple effects yet from Cyprus?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. Banks are open for the second day in Cyprus after 2 weeks of closure. And from the outside, things appear to be going okay. The president of Cyprus said this morning that the country will not leave the euro. Marketplace's Stephen Beard joins us live from our European desk with more. So, Stephen, things going okay so far?
Well, the BBC is reporting that the mood on the island is generally calm. People have lined up for their money in a fairly orderly fashion. Of course, there are strict limits on how much they can withdraw. Capital controls are in force. But the Cypriot president says, we've averted bankruptcy. We face a lot of hardship, but the situation is contained.
And on the outside, one of the big concerns has been that this would cause ripples throughout Europe. Has that happened?
There are some ripples, yes. Cyprus has been dealt with quite harshly, and there is a sense that a small country has been picked on here. And that sent a wave of fear through other smaller Eurozone countries like Malta and Slovenia that are also struggling. Slovenia, in fact, could be the next in line for a bailout and not on very favourable terms. But, you know, this has been a watershed in this crisis. The Eurozone has now said that taxpayers, especially German taxpayers, are not going to go on picking up the whole tab when banks get in trouble. Uninsured depositors are going to share the pain. That makes capital flight more likely in the next Eurozone country to hit the skids, bringing more capital controls, therefore more fragmentation in this increasingly disunited currency union.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Well, when it is completed later this year, the new World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan will be the tallest building in the U.S., 1,776 feet to be exact. But an energy company wants to go even taller with a structure in Arizona, not an office building, but a giant tower aimed at producing clean energy. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler has more.
The tower would be hollow, like a silo. Water sprayed at the top would get humid and heavy in the desert air. That should create winds up to 50 miles an hour that flow down through turbines on the ground. Ron Pickett is the CEO of the Solar Wind Energy Tower.
Here we have a renewable energy, which is hot air and water, that makes energy at competitive price to traditional power plants.
And it's better for the environment.
We're zero emissions into the atmosphere.
The tower would cost about $1 billion. Other wind-powered projects have already attracted funding.
The U.S. industry just came off its strongest year ever, increasing by 28%.
Peter Kelly is spokesman for the American Wind Energy Association. He says wind energy will lower the country's carbon footprint this year by almost 2%.
It is a triumph of American ingenuity and technology.
Over the past 6 years, the industry has attracted an average of $18 billion per year in private money. Kelly says that's twice the size of the proposed investment in the Keystone Pipeline. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Well, stocks are closed in some places today, but where they're open, they are higher, up 0.5% in Tokyo. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added 52 points for another record close of 14,578. The S&P 500 also closed at a record high.
Marketplace covers the world of economics. Are you ready for some Freakonomics? We're partnering with the team that writes about the hidden side of everything for a regular Marketplace Freakonomics story, podcast, and more. Just go to FreakonomicsRadio.com.
The Food and Drug Administration is preparing to release new guidelines for people who develop medical apps, the ones that turn your tablet or smartphone into a stethoscope or allow doctors to view x-rays on their iPad. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY, Dan Gorenstein reports.
So you go to the club. order a couple of cocktails. But before you get back in your car, you do this. The guy breathing into your radio is Charles Yim. Yim has created Breathometer, an app that converts your smartphone into a breathalyzer. For $20, you get a sensor that plugs into the phone and voila.
In seconds, you can actually get your breath alcohol concentration level, and from there you can decide whether or not you're fit to drive.
Yim didn't find out Breathometer needed FDA approval until he submitted the app to Apple. He isn't the only developer caught off guard. The mobile medical app market is exploding, with one projection putting the global market at $26 billion by 2017. As the ranks of developers swell, attorney Areta Kupchik, who represents Yim, says the FDA is establishing clear guidelines for approval.
Where you're turning the smartphone actually into a medical device. So one example is if your smartphone now has an app that can measure your heartbeat by, you know, putting your finger on it on the screen, and then that gets transmitted to a physician.
The FDA says most mobile medical apps won't need approval, but those like Yim's Breathometer or an app that controls the delivery of insulin will, because users depend on their accuracy.
You have now added on a large amount of cost and time to get your app to market.
Alex Mozed is president of Applico, a firm that develops apps and provides mobile strategies. Costs for lawyers' fees and testing can run into the hundreds of thousands. The extra time could be up to a year or more. Some in the industry say the red tape is stifling. Attorney Jerry Hinckley says the process may discourage some developers.
I mean, you go off and develop a killer game instead of, you know, something that's going to cure cancer.
But big picture, Hinckley says with the potential payoff, most developers will happily keep finding ways to turn a phone into something out of science fiction. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
And finally, you know that old saying, beans, beans, the musical fruit? Well, according to Advertising Age, Heinz is unveiling musical spoons to go along with each flavor of baked beans. The spoons will have MP3 players in them, which you will hear when you bite down. There will be blues for barbecue and Latin music for fiery chili. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.